My dear friends, this is Dominic Solo, Christ Intervention Ministries. What an interesting week we have had about illusions and the mind and using our mind and praying for our mind and reality and non-reality. Well, I'm seeing the future. I usually don't bring the heavy, deep prophetic anointing to the radio like this. And so we're doing that this week. Please give me your comments back on what we've been talking about. But I think while we're losing our children and grandchildren, while we're losing our parents and losing our brothers and losing our sisters into crazy places and some is death, is because of the world of illusions, the world of make-believe, the world of non-reality. And God called me this morning, and it was in bed and everything, about I'm talking to people about reality. There is a reality. If you're hungry, you eat food. If you're cold, you put a jacket on. And even Christians get into fantasy worlds that I listen to them, and it's not faith, it's fantasy. For some reason, people don't grow up, and they love fantasy, and they want a life of fantasy. And you see a lot of people, Christian musicians, they're young, and they learn how to sing, and then they get in, and we've seen this in TV lately. A young girl was a Christian, denies her parents or pastors, and says, I'm this now. Basically, I'm this liberal, and I believe in all these liberal things. Well, I'm a conservative, and I believe in conservative things. And my reality is modesty. My reality is honesty. My reality is integrity. My reality is you get married, and you stay in that fight, and you stay in that fight, and good and bad, and sickness and health. And so my reality, it goes back for decades. I was raised in a reality of truth. I was raised in the reality your word is more important than anything. And today's reality, your looks are more important than anything. Your behavior can be more important than reality. That what truth is, there is no truth. And so we've been talking about these things this week. And you can email me at goodnewsatgate.net. And if you ever want to give to this ministry, just email me and you get an automatic email back with all the information to give to this ministry. That, you know, we love you. And the next 3 months, some things are going to be happening, some frightening things are going to be happening, and you and I will have to be able to divide between fantasy and reality. And that's what this week a broadcast has been about. I know they've been really different, but people have been asking me more and more, bring the prophetic to the radio in different places, and I'm going, okay, I see the future. The future has a fork in the road, and one side of the fork, there'll be small battles and small skirmishes, and the other side, there'll be a full-blown revolution. And I'm hoping we can stop the revolution, because the people who will be doing the revolution will be the good people. The people doing the revolution will be the people who see reality, and the people fighting them will be the people who want to live in the fantasy. And so, I don't want to see that type of loss of blood in America. It's happening all around the world, but people living in their fantasy world is not looking at the news. They don't watch the news on TV. They don't look at the news on the computer, because most of the people who live in a fantasy world are taking drugs or drinking, and they keep themselves in paradigm that nobody can interrupt their fantasy. And Christians do this too. I won't turn on the news. I won't watch the news. I don't watch bad things. I'm not of this world. And that's their fantasy. So we have to be careful. There's fantasies in Christianity and fantasies outside of Christianity. But this whole week is about breaking your fantasy and stepping into reality. And if Satan has lied to you and says you emotionally can't handle reality, and I rebuke that in Jesus' name. Yes, you can handle reality. Yes, Alice, you can come out of Wonderland. You can take the red pill and see how deep the hole goes. Yes, you can see the matrix. Yes, you can see what we're plugged into and what we have to get unplugged from. Yes, this is an hour, these next 3 months, a reality. There will be no place that you can hide from what's about to happen. There's no hole deep enough for what's about to happen, for it's going to be knocking at your front door. This is Dominic Solo. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net. goodnews@gate.net.